Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 2, addresses the offense of misconduct involving weapons, along with various defenses and classifications. Here's a detailed explanation of each provision along with examples. A. This subsection lists several actions that constitute misconduct involving weapons. Carrying a concealed deadly weapon, except a pocket knife, while in or on a means of transportation, in the following circumstances. A. When committing a serious offense, a violent crime, or any other felony offense. Example, carrying a concealed handgun, while in a car during the commission of a robbery. B. When contacted by a law enforcement officer, and failing to truthfully answer if asked about carrying a concealed deadly weapon. Example, being approached by a police officer during a routine traffic stop, and not disclosing the presence of a concealed firearm when asked. Carrying a concealed deadly weapon, except a pocket knife, while under 21 years of age. Example, a person under the age of 21 carrying a concealed handgun. Engaging in the manufacturing, possession, transportation, sale, or transfer of a prohibited weapon. If the violation involves dry ice, possessing the dry ice with the intent to cause injury, death, or property damage. Example, illegally possessing and selling a fully automatic firearm. Possessing a deadly weapon or prohibited weapon while being a prohibited possessor. Example, a person convicted of a felony carrying a firearm. Selling or transferring a deadly weapon to a prohibited possessor. Example, knowingly selling a firearm to an individual with a felony conviction. Defacing a deadly weapon. Example, altering or removing the serial number on a firearm. Possessing a defaced deadly weapon, knowing that it has been defaced. Example, having a firearm with a scratched off or altered serial number. Using or possessing a deadly weapon during the commission of any felony offense listed in Chapter 34 of the statutes. Example, committing an armed robbery while carrying a firearm. Discharging a firearm at an occupied structure to further the interests of a criminal street gang, criminal syndicate, or racketeering enterprise. Example, shooting at a building to intimidate rival gang members. Carrying a deadly weapon in a public establishment, or attending a public event after being reasonably requested by the establishment's operator or the event sponsor to remove the weapon and store it temporarily and securely. Example, ignoring a request from a bar owner to leave a firearm with them while inside the establishment. Carrying a deadly weapon in an election polling place on the day of any election. Example, bringing a firearm into a polling place during voting hours. Possessing a deadly weapon on school grounds. Example, having a firearm in one's possession while on the premises of a school. Carrying a deadly weapon in a nuclear or hydroelectric generating station without authorization. Example, entering a nuclear power plant while carrying a firearm. Supplying, selling, or giving possession or control of a firearm to another person, knowing or having reason to know that the other person will use the firearm in the commission of any felony offense. Example, selling a firearm to an individual who has expressed intentions of using it for a planned armed robbery. Using, possessing, or exercising control over a deadly weapon to commit an act of terrorism, or knowingly possessing a deadly weapon for facilitating an act of terrorism. Example, possessing a firearm with the intention of using it to carry out a terrorist attack. Trafficking in weapons or explosives for financial gain to assist, promote, or further the interests of a criminal street gang, criminal syndicate, or racketeering enterprise. Example, illegally selling firearms and explosive materials to a gang for their criminal activities. B. Subsection B provides exceptions to paragraph 2 of subsection A, carrying a concealed deadly weapon while under 21 years of age. It does not apply to a person carrying a weapon in their dwelling, business premises, or real property owned or leased by themselves, their parent, grandparent, or legal guardian. Example, a person carrying a concealed firearm inside their own home. Members of the sheriff's volunteer posse or reserve organization who have received approved firearms training and are authorized by the sheriff to carry a concealed weapon. Example, a member of the sheriff's volunteer posse carrying a concealed firearm while on duty. Individuals carrying a visible firearm, or one that is carried in a visible holster, scabbard, case, or luggage, or within a means of transportation. Example, openly carrying a holstered firearm on one's hip. individuals authorized or permitted by state or federal law to carry firearms. Example, a person with a valid concealed carry permit, carrying a concealed handgun. See subsection C, provides further exceptions to certain provisions of subsection A. Peace officers and individuals summoned by a peace officer to assist in the performance of official duties. Example, a police officer and a civilian, assisting in a criminal investigation while armed. Members of the military or correctional officers, performing official duties. Example, an active duty soldier, or correctional officer carrying a firearm while on duty. Individuals licensed, authorized, or permitted pursuant to state or federal law. Example, a licensed security guard carrying a firearm while on duty. D subsection D, provides an exception to paragraph 10 of subsection A, carrying a deadly weapon in a public establishment or attending a public event. It does not apply to elected or appointed judicial officers in their court facility if they have demonstrated competence with a firearm as prescribed in section 13(3112), subsection N, and comply with the rules or policies adopted by the presiding judge. E subsection E provides exceptions to paragraphs 3 and 7 of subsection A, manufacturing, possessing, transporting, selling, or transferring weapons. It does not apply to museums or educational institutions, possessing or transporting weapons as part of their collection or for educational purposes, provided reasonable precautions are taken to prevent theft or misuse. Example, a museum displaying historical firearms as part of an exhibition. Regular and lawful transportation of weapons as merchandise. Example, a licensed firearms dealer, transporting firearms to their store. Acquisition of weapons by operation of law, such as inheritance, or as a fiduciary of a deceased person's estate. Example, a person receiving firearms as part of an inheritance. F subsection F provides an exception to paragraph 3 of subsection A, manufacturing, possessing, transporting, selling, or transferring weapons. It does not apply to authorized manufacturers, dealers, or specific entities, or individuals when possessing or transferring prohibited weapons as authorized by state or federal law. G subsection G provides an exception to paragraph 10 of subsection A, carrying a deadly weapon in a public establishment or attending a public event. It does not apply to shooting ranges, shooting events, hunting areas, or similar locations or activities. H subsection H provides an exception to paragraph 12 of subsection A, possessing a deadly weapon on school grounds. It does not apply to possession for the purposes of preparing for, conducting, or participating in hunter or firearm safety courses. I subsection I provides further exceptions to paragraph 12 of subsection A, possessing a deadly weapon on school grounds. It does not apply to the possession of A. an unloaded firearm carried within a means of transportation under the control of an adult, as long as the firearm is not visible from the outside, and the means of transportation is locked when the adult leaves it. Example, storing an unloaded firearm in a locked vehicle while parked on school grounds. Firearms used in a program approved by a school and carried by authorized individuals. Example, a school-sponsored marksmanship team, carrying firearms during practice sessions. Firearm possessed by a person with a certificate of firearms proficiency and authorized to carry a concealed firearm under the Law Enforcement Officers Safety Act of 2004. Example, a retired law enforcement officer carrying a concealed firearm on school grounds in accordance with federal law. J subsection J provides an exception to specific paragraphs of subsection A. It does not apply to armed nuclear security guards at commercial nuclear generating stations while performing official duties or during security training exercises. K subsection K states that the operator of an establishment, sponsor of an event, or their employees or agents, including public entities or employees, are not liable for acts or omissions related to subsection A, paragraph 10, unless they intended to cause injury or were grossly negligent. L subsection L allows law enforcement officers to take temporary custody of a firearm if they contact a person who possesses it. M subsection M outlines the classifications for misconduct involving weapons offenses. The severity of the offense depends on the specific paragraph violated. Examples of classifications include misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraph 15, class 2 felony. Misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraphs 9, 14, or 16, class 3 felony. misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraphs 3, 4, 8, or 13, class 4 felony. Misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraph 12, class 1 misdemeanor, unless it occurs in connection with other specified conduct, in which case, it becomes a class 6 felony. Misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraph 1, a violent crime, or paragraphs 5, 6, or 7, class 6 felony. Misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraph 1, failing to answer accurately, paragraph 10, or paragraph 11, class 1 misdemeanor. Misconduct involving weapons under subsection A, paragraph 2, under 21 years of age, class 3 misdemeanor. And subsection N provides definitions for certain terms used in this section, including contacted by a law enforcement officer, refers to lawful interactions, such as investigations, arrests, detentions, or investigatory stops based on reasonable suspicion. Public establishment, refers to structures, vehicles, or crafts owned, leased, or operated by the state or a political subdivision. Public event, refers to named, or sponsored events of limited duration conducted by public entities, or private entities with permits or licenses, excluding unsponsored public gatherings. School, refers to public or non-public kindergartens, common schools, or high schools. School grounds, refers to the premises or property of a school.